The Golden State Warriors are now just one win away from an NBA championship. Of course, Celtics fans are saying their team is just two wins away. But let's face it, last night the Golden State Warriors soundly beat the Boston Celtics 104-94 to take a 3-2 lead in what's been a thrilling, hard-fought series. Last night, the Celts' strategy to stop the Warriors' sharpshooting Steph Curry after his run in the previous game worked. He went 0-for-9 on three-point shots. But like whack-a-mole, the Warriors came up with Andrew Wiggins, who scored 26 points. Here's Mike Breen making the call for ESPN.
Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
Oh, boy. Well, now the Warriors hope to wrap it all up Thursday at the Boston Garden. The Celts hope to force a seventh game. Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for The Washington Post, is probably just happy to cover it. It's been so great. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Robin. Nice to talk to you again.
You too. So after Steph Curry scored about 2,000 points in previous games, casual fans might be saying, who is this we hear refurbished Andrew Wiggins? He was fire last night. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, the former number one overall pick in the 2014 NBA draft. I mean, a bit of trivia. He was traded from Cleveland to Minnesota for a deal to get Kevin Love because LeBron James, when he came back to Cleveland, wanted a power forward who could shoot the ball. And that kind of helped Cleveland win their first championship with Kevin Love and LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. So he goes to Minnesota, and he statistically has always been a really good player, but he could never live up to the billing of being the number one pick in the draft. Mm. Comes to Golden State midway through the 2020 season, and he's been a part of their ascension. And it's interesting because you look at him and you look and you say, oh, he's a role player. He's at best the third or fourth player on the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins makes $32 million a year. Mm-hmm. He's not just some guy, but he's finally having his moment. It's the right fit for him on a team like this. And I think there was a lot of this perception of Wiggins that he didn't like the big moment. He didn't like pressure, as we've seen throughout these finals, but especially in game five. He likes the big stage, and he likes the pressure.
He did just fine, I would tell him. And how about the Celtics? Do they seem more like pendulums? You know, they keep swinging from unable to click to, you know, absolutely brilliant. How are they looking to you?
Oh, they're young and they're erratic. We forget that their best two players, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, are both 24 years old.
Yeah.
So I think for most of this series, over five games, I think Boston is the better team. But what they don't have is the Warriors' pedigree, their championship DNA. They don't have the best player on the floor in Steph Curry. And it's just a combination of a lot of things that's brought the Warriors to the cusp of their fourth championship of this era. Boston still has a chance. I mean, they have to stick to what they're doing. And interestingly enough for the Celtics, it's not about their ability to defend the Warriors that has been the problem. They've been just fine there. Their offense is a mess.
Oh, can I just
say? And Boston is as simple as when they turn the ball over.
Right.
They lose. When they don't turn the ball over, they win.
Right. Can I just say, last night, I mean, I love the Celts, but I felt I could have walked on the court and said, give me that ball, and they would have. I mean, they turned it over 18 times. So as you say, when they do that, they lose. Coaches, real quick, Ime Udoka and the Warriors' Steve Kerr, great leadership and creativity. What do you think they're telling their games, Jerry, ahead of Game 6?
I think both of it's a similar message. It's stick to what has gotten us here. Keep believing in what we're doing. If you're Ime, you're telling the team, absolutely, we have to execute better on offense. If you're Steve Kerr, you're telling them, we got to ride the wave here. Boston is going to come with an incredible amount of energy. Just ride the wave. They will make mistakes. Just stay connected, and let's try to steal the game in the second half.
And you've only got about a minute here. What do you think? Are you willing to make not a bet, because, you know, that wouldn't be the right thing, but a wager, some sort of guess?
These two teams are so evenly matched. I think we're destined to see a game 7.
Mm.
So I think Boston is going to somehow find a way to get game six, and we're going to go back to San Francisco for a seventh game.
Boy, from your lips, Jerry Brewer, a sports columnist for The Washington Post. Again, we're talking about the NBA Finals. The Warriors are ahead 3-2, but we're looking ahead at game six, and you just heard Jerry Brewer say it might go to seven, and it could go to either team. And just real quick, Jerry, a player we should watch that we haven't mentioned.
Grant Williams,
role
player for the Boston Celtics. He hasn't done much at all in the finals. I wouldn't be surprised if he made 4 or 5 3-pointers to help them get to a seventh game.
It's his turn. Jerry, thanks so much.
Anytime.